Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Andrea Libros started Andrea Libros Coaching LLC, a company helping female business owners get out of their own way. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Andrea, it's so good to see you. Thank you so much for joining us on Local Matters.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
How has 2021 been for you so far, business-wise?
2021 has been interesting. I think people right about now, we're recording this at the beginning of April, they're starting to start their motors. Their motors are starting. And they're about to leave get off the starting line, I think.
Doesn't it feel like people are coming out of hibernation?
It does. It does. Yes, totally.
What kind of people are you working with most? We know it's female business owners, but what are they, what are they doing? What type of people are you helping?
I am helping people who have established a business. They know that it could be bigger and better and greater, and that they could be serving more people. But sometimes they get in their own way, like their own thinking is really what's preventing them from doing that.
And that could be in both personal life and business life, right?
Yeah, because I think sometimes their personal life, usually they come to me with some sort of business challenge. But when we really dig down into it, people's personal lives are definitely intertwined in their business lives, especially if they're small business owners.
So, how long have you been coaching?
I've been coaching since 2008. I didn't start this business until about 3 years ago, but originally I was coaching through another company. My official role was recruiting, hiring, and training in that company. And then what really was happening was when I got to the training piece of it, I was training all new business owners. They were all independent contractors. They all were kind of getting in their own way, or the excitement from taking on the opportunity. They saw this as a great opportunity. The excitement started to wane once it got hard, right? Once you kind of got into the weeds. So they would have all sorts of doubts about, should I even be doing this? Or what is the right way to do it? And then they would also have some guilt attached to it. Well, you know what? I am spending so much time on this business. Is it taking away time from my family? They're my first priority. So I started to have to manage all of that. And what I really was doing, if I took like the 30,000 foot up view, was coaching, even though I really wasn't called a coach at that point.
Define coaching for us a little bit, because I feel like lots of people are calling themselves a coach of some sort. So what's kind of going on in the marketplace? What is this wave all about?
Sure. So like, this is a question I get all the time. So I always describe it. What's the difference between coaching, counseling, and consulting? Okay. Because the people are, you know, well, I have worked with a counselor. Like, why is this? Maybe that's just what I need. Or do I just need a consultant? So here's my analogy. So if you said to me, hey, I'm going down to Brown County and I want to climb the highest mountain in Brown County, which I don't even know what it is. Maybe you know, or whatever the highest mountain in Indiana is. Okay. You said, I want to do that. Okay, great. Are you physically fit enough? Are you healthy enough to do this? Why don't you go over there and talk to that counselor, so to speak, and they're going to help you make sure that you've got kind of made sense of all of your past and you're ready to go, to move forward, to start climbing the mountain. So counselors really help you navigate your past, make sense of the past, kind of bring you from the past to the present. And I don't know if you've ever experienced counseling, but a lot of times my clients will say to me, yeah, but they're just not telling me what to do anymore. Like, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it, right?
Yeah.
So that's the counselor's job, is really not to propel you into the future. Okay. They're supposed to kind of navigate the past and get you to the present. That's what a counselor does. A consultant, if we were climbing the mountain, I might say, okay, well, if you want to know the fastest way to get there, go over, talk to that consultant. She's going to give you a map. She's done this 20 times or so. And she thinks she understands your business completely. And she's just going to give you one map. She doesn't really care who you are. And she's going to say, this is the fastest way up. Take this trail. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause she's a consultant. She's just sort of telling you what to do. Coaching is really what takes you from the present into the future. So if we were climbing the mountain and you're standing at the bottom and you're looking up and you're saying, Andrea, you know what? There's 20 trails that I could take to get to this, to get to the top. Number one, this is hard hiking on my own. Number two, I know as we go up, there might be like a mudslide, or there might be a boulder field. There's going to be a log across the trail. Like, how am I going to get around that? So if you've got a coach with you, they're almost like a Sherpa or a guide to take you from where you are now at the bottom of the mountain, walk with you to the top. And if they're walking with you and we come across, a boulder that we can't get around, okay, then together we're going to figure out maybe we should move on to another trail. But doing that all by yourself is really hard. So coaching really is taking you from where you are now into the future.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said getting out of your own way. I mean,
yes.
So many of our challenges are mindset, correct?
They are. Like, you're standing there at the bottom and you just can't even start because you don't know which way to go. And I would, and someone like your best friend would come along and say, who cares? Just pick a trail, go. Right. But you, as you yourself are like, sometimes I like to say you're stuck in the peanut butter jar. You're mm-hmm. like in the Jiffy peanut butter jar and you can't get out because it's so thick. And when you can't get out, you can't really read the label. You can't see what else is going on. So if you've got a coach, they're the ones that can, if they're asking you the right questions, they can read the label. So their job also is to ask questions to help you create some new thinking so that you can get out of your own way.
Is training something you always saw yourself doing, or what did you want to be when you grew up?
I actually, a really good exercise to go through, and I went through this to figure this out, is to go back and look at your life in 5-year increments, like ages 0 to 5, 5 to 10. And if I looked at that, which I did, the things that I remember and the things that I enjoyed always had to do with either pretending I was, or being a teacher or a communicator, or helping people see the story through a different set of eyes. So I think it kind of was in me, but no one was calling it coaching then. I mean, the only coaching I knew about was my dad coaching Little League, right? So that was the coaching.
Well, and I think for most of us, that's kind of what we grew up with when we think of a coach, right? It's, you know, our baseball coach or a basketball coach. Maybe you were on swim team or something. And now, you know, in the career world, it seems like, mm-hmm. you know, there's kind of a coach for everything, but mm-hmm. the concept really isn't that form, because why do you have a coach when you're on a baseball team? Well, it's to be a better baseball player.
Right. And it's to guide you through practice, right? So really you've got to practice when you're working with a coach. And sometimes people say to me, well, what's the time commitment? How much do I have time for this right now? Okay. It's fair, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I always just
fair question.
And like, the time commitment is the time that you and I will spend together, like talking or in sessions. The rest of the time that you need to spend, a lot of it is just time driving around. It's going to be time in your car, thinking, in the shower, thinking. It's practicing kind of this new way of thinking. Are there going to be things that you might want to tactically do? Sure. But it's probably stuff you should be doing anyway.
Andrea, we will get a coach for, you know, physical fitness. We'll get a mm-hmm. nutritionist, you know, for our diet and what we're eating. Why is there such a resistance to a business owner getting a business coach? What are people missing with that?
Okay. So this is what they're missing. I think two things. One, here's the resistance. Okay. Let me answer this in two different ways. One is, we do not hesitate to spend money on external things. So meaning, if you're going to hire a nutritionist, right, they're going to tell you what to eat, and you hopefully will create change that is visible. Okay. No one hesitates spending money on getting their hair cut. Or if you're a woman, like people will spend money getting their nails done or whatever. None of that seems to be like, you're not agonizing over those decisions. And if you added up all the money you spent on that, it's probably a lot. Okay. So number one is we seem to hesitate spending money on internal things. And then number two, I think, is fear. When you start working with a coach, you're probably internally committing to creating some sort of change in your business or life. And that means that you're kind of making a commitment to yourself. And that is why people really hesitate when it comes down to it. They may not, that's not their number one objection. They're going to tell you it's, they don't have the time, or they don't have the money, or they don't have, it's not the right time. But really what it is, if you dig down, because all of your actions are based off of a feeling. Okay. So the feeling is fear, doubt, uncertainty, where they might say, I'm not sure, what am I going to get out of this? And a lot of times it's not necessarily something super tangible, like, you know, getting your hair cut, it looks shorter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or the tangible stuff doesn't come instantaneously. Okay. But I always say, I will guarantee you, like, what's the guarantee? What are the deliverables? That's another great question. What are the deliverables? I will guarantee you that within the first hour that we talk, you will experience some sort of shift in the way you're thinking about things, which then will allow you to create that external change. But you've got to change your thinking first.
Andrea, do you find that with business owners, we kind of have expectations of ourselves that we should know all the answers already? We should figure this out. Like, why would we need to ask for help, kind of thing? Do you find that a lot with your clients?
I do. And I have a coach. Like, I find that with myself. And I always say, like, this isn't rocket science. It's not, right? It's not rocket science. But that, it's kind of a double-edged sword. The answers all do lie within yourself, right? Like, you do know, usually people know what they need to do. They know the actions. Okay. So I just need to find more clients. I just need to offer something different. Like, what's so hard about that? But really what's the challenge is, it's the thinking behind that is what they're missing, right? So it's not rocket science. The actions are not rocket science. The thinking isn't rocket science either, but you can't even find that thinking in your brain unless someone is asking you the questions. Mm-hmm. So that's why people hesitate, because they think they should just be able to do this by themselves. And ultimately they are. I am not sitting at your desk doing your business, right? So ultimately you are doing it yourself. But why not have someone to partner with you? Also, a lot of small business owners, it's like, I always think your coach should almost be like your employee. Like, they are adding value to your business. If I told you, Mel, that if you hired someone and they were going to all of a sudden get you 500 new Indiana businesses a month, you'd be like, sign me up.
Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate.
Sign me, right? You would not hesitate, right? So this is just like adding someone to your team that's going to help you get those 500 businesses, just in a different way.
What motivates you to do what you're doing now?
What motivates me is I really see so much potential and possibility in people, in business, in life. And what motivates me is when I'm able to help someone figure out what's possible and see those light bulbs go off, it's really thrilling to me. Because I think for so long, I personally was living in physically, if you want to talk about like Indiana, I mean, my little box was like Michigan Road to Allisonville Road, 146 feet, like maybe 75th Street. That was my little box.
Maybe 75th, maybe that far south. Maybe. Yeah.
I did go into Marion County. So, you know, like, you're in our little boxes, right? And I really didn't see possibility. Half of my business is definitely in Indiana or more, but it's outside of Indiana too. And that just didn't seem like, I wouldn't even have imagined that. So that's what motivates me. And I think another thing, a client said to me the other day, and I recorded it because it was so good. I was like, ooh, I got to record this. I was asking her, she and I worked together now for almost 2 years, and I was having an honest conversation with her. And I said, listen, how would you describe my ideal client? Like, you know enough now. What do you just? So she said, you know, she said, I actually have three coaches, which I knew, and I actually know who the other people are. She said, I have a sales coach. I have a coach that really helps me in the kind of daily operations of my business. And then I have you. And the reason I like having you as part of my team is because I'll go to the sales coach and that is their expertise and they give me great information and I need them. And I'll go to the kind of operational coach. Great. But then it all starts spinning around in my head and it's a lot. It's a lot. It's like a lot of info. And what you kind of bring to the table is that you kind of clean everything up, kind of just clear it all up. And I always leave every time we're talking like, huh, I think I can do this. Right. It just seems clear.
You're like the mental organizer.
I am. So I help organize people's brains. I mean, and if you have an organized brain, you can get out of your own way. Right.
Like right.
You can.
Yes.
You experienced some of this.
I have. I was very fortunate to take your class, Overcoming the Overwhelm. And yes. You're right. You know, you said within that first hour of working with me, you will see things differently. And it's so true. I mean, that class was about an hour. And, you know, on the phone the other day, you know, I was telling you kind of, you know, the results of conversations we had and what I've learned. And it's true. It's true. We are in our own way. And it's really important to have someone like you on our side, helping us overcome those obstacles, get rid of that racket and really move forward to our goals. Coming up, the challenges and successes Andrea has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
is it local?
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Andrea Libros of Andrea Libros Coaching LLC, who started her business helping female business owners get out of their own way in spring of 2018. Andrea, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
It's not doing my business in terms of doing coaching. That's the fun and easy part. The hardest part is managing my own mind around it, right? So there are definitely times where I feel as if I am on fire and everything just seems to be clicking along. And then there are times when it doesn't feel like that. And I think managing my own expectations of myself and what I can do is the hardest part. So it's also hard to really keep thinking about how future growth in the present moment. You know, I feel like I'm both kind of a visionary and an implementer. So I can have really big vision of where this could all go. And then get stuck in the weeds of implementing it. And then all of a sudden lose focus. Like, wait, why was I doing this? What am I trying to accomplish? What's my ultimate goal here? So I think managing, I find this since I'm working with business owners, I find this is true for everybody. It's really managing your own mind, and it's always managing your own mind kind of behind the back end things, which is what's going to create the front end. It's not working with the customers. It's not even deciding what you're going to put on your shelves or what services you're going to offer. It's just getting all of that going and managing your mind around that.
Why is it that we can help other people so easily, but we can't help ourselves with the exact same tasks or ideas or goals?
I like to say there's a little voice that lives in the back of your head. And a lot of times I have my clients name the little voice, and sometimes they pick the name of kind of like a high school frenemy. Frenemies. Mm-hmm. Think they know everything and they're doing you some favors and telling you, yep, that won't work. Or are you sure you want to do it that way? Or have you thought about this? And that little voice keeps chatting. And we sometimes listen too hard to that voice. And thus, then we kind of get in our own way, right? And we don't do what we know we're actually capable of doing or what's possible. And we can't even then access the thoughts around that. Like, we couldn't even, I mean, I know you and I have even talked about some ideas for Indiana Originals. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my gosh, really? Yeah, that is a good idea. But it's not, whatever I said to you isn't like super rocket science-y, right?
It's a different perspective.
It's a different perspective. So that voice becomes super loud back there. And I always say you have to kind of acknowledge it. Say, hi, I hear you. Yes, I know you are telling me that this is going to be too hard to implement. Thanks for the advice. But will the real Mel please stand up? You know, will the real shady person, right? Yep. Like, will the real Mel, like, just rise? Like, you can rise to the occasion, mm-hmm. and you can come up with those ideas too. But mm-hmm. that voice is really what is preventing us from, or what's making things difficult, I'll mm-hmm. say.
Andrea, what's the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
The most rewarding is seeing people light up when, and it's not even like when they make more money. You know, it's not, mm-hmm. obviously I'm all about making more money, but it is not even that. It's just things feel right to them. They feel present. They feel open to whatever the universe is bringing them. They feel energized and empowered. I mean, that is what's most rewarding. The zeros at the end of the revenue. Yes, true. But, or feeling like everything is clicking along at home. Great. But just I always say, if you can live kind of with unapologetic ambition, if they can really live that way, not feel guilty about being ambitious, make it just part of who they are, I think that's the most rewarding.
Well, and your face lit up just talking about that. So you can definitely tell it's something very important.
It's kind of magical.
Spark, right?
It is. It's the spark.
It's the spark, for sure. Andrea, what would you tell someone who wants to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know two things. Number one is there's never a right time. Okay. There's never a right time. You do not, there are no ducks to get lined up in a row. Like, don't get your ducks lined up in a row because you're going to miss some ducks.
Yeah.
There's no ducks lined up in a row. There's not just when blah, blah, blah happens, then it's going to be the perfect time. That's not true, because there is no perfect time. It's a thought. There is a perfect time is just a thought. It is not a fact.
Okay. I need that on a poster.
You have a lot of posters.
I need this. I have a lot of posters. I have a whole series of motivational posters for you.
Yeah.
So it's a great one. Add that to the list.
It's not the right time is just a thought, or there is a right time. In June, it's going to be the perfect time for me to tackle this. Like, no. Okay. That's number one. And then number two, I would say, okay, so we all heard the saying, like, life is 50-50, right? We've kind of heard that. So literally we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. So 60,000 thoughts going through your head.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's no such thing as like positive poly. Okay. There's no just thinking more positive, like not happening. You cannot physically do that. 50% positive thoughts, 50% negative, same with emotions. So, you know, starting this business, while super exciting, is also going to be super defeating at times too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I see is that actually that's kind of what usually when people come to me, they've reached that point where they realize that this isn't all rainbows and daisies.
Mm-hmm.
And their mission that they set out to do, while they see that they can still, they can do it. It comes along. There's a lot of baggage that comes along with it. So, you know, I would say life is 50-50. Your thoughts are 50-50. Having a business, 50% positive experience, not necessarily 50% negative, but challenging.
Yeah. I would say challenging.
Sure.
Yeah. Know, there was a time not too long ago where I think any business owner can relate to this, where you're just kind of sitting there in your own thoughts. And you're like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
And it hit me that running Indiana Originals is the hardest thing I've ever done in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else came fairly easily, right? It wasn't mm-hmm. really challenging. It was things I kind of naturally fell into and was naturally good at.
Right.
Everything that comes along with a business is not necessarily natural.
It's not.
And so, yes, that 50% doubt, 50% positive. I mean, it is up, down, up, down, up, down. It could be in an hour, right? It doesn't even have to be like half the day was good, half the day was bad. It's like, no, you're driving to work. You're all excited. You get to your desk and you're like, oh, why am I doing this? That's so why we need someone like you.
Yeah. And I think, you know, people sometimes will say to me, well, I'm just not happy. Like, I thought this whole thing was going to make me happier. And, you know, if I'm pursuing my passion, I'm going to be happier. And I would say, I think, what if you really thought about this? If you're going for happy, I don't think you're going to get it. If you're going to wanting to feel more alive, yes. And by that, I mean, like in the challenges, like the challenge to grow or the challenge to become, bigger and better or whatever with those growth opportunities and challenges, that's actually when we feel most alive. Right. So if you can accept the challenges as just part of the human experience or part of being a business owner and see it as just part of being alive versus a detriment to your happiness, then I think you're on the right path.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and everybody defines happiness differently.
They do.
Right?
They do.
There can't be an absolute.
There can't be an absolute. And I think it's, if you're out there trying to just be more happy, what if you just changed it to feel more alive? I think you're actually going to be happier if that is the thought. I'm just trying to feel more alive than happy.
Because I'm not necessarily happy during my workout, but I do feel more alive and I feel pretty good about myself when it's over.
Yeah. And think about, if you think about workouts, you feel pretty good when it's over. You also feel good when you've committed to doing it a couple times a week. So just like a business, like you've got to be in it for the long run. Like you're not going to see your six pack abs are not happening after one session.
Right. They're hiding in there somewhere. I know they are.
They are. They're in there.
Andrea, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
I think, you know, I'm an East Coast girl originally. I grew up in Massachusetts, but we've lived here since 2000. So my kids have been born. I mean, I'm a Hoosier.
You're
I'm a Tom Brady fan, but I also can be a Peyton Manning fan at the same time.
That's okay. We'll let it slide.
I think that the spirit that's in this state is really unique and is not, you don't find it everywhere. Right. So, when my family comes to visit, you know, in the beginning, they used to think we just lived in the middle of a cornfield and we don't. They also had lots of, I would say, stereotypical Indiana visions. And it's not what it is. It's just, it's a really exciting and a lot of people are alive here, right? They're living their life to its fullest. And I think if I can support that in any way and help more women start businesses here, then I'm all for it.
Besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Probably best way is to just go to my website, AndreaLibros.com, or you can find me on all of the social media platforms. Support my business. Go listen to my podcast. See what you think. It's called, my podcast, the title is Time to Level Up. So like it's time to level up, people. Mm-hmm. Or you can find it via my name on Apple or Stitcher or Spotify, but go listen and then send me a message and tell me what you think and if it's helped you and what you'd like to learn more about.
Love it. Andrea Libros, Andrea Libros Coaching LLC. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
You are so welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.